Advisor.
Hi, I'm Henry Ranga.
And I'm Mitchell Dominiak.
And we're here together to start this class on how to become a mission multiplier and give you the training you need to join us to spread Christian leaders, the college, the Alliance, the Institute, all over the world, and how to even, for some of you, fund Christian leaders and receive a commission that will support your ministry and your funding of more ministers spreading more Christianity, who will spread more ministers. And you know, I'm doing this with Mitch. Mitch is married to my daughter Abby, and Mitch and I are sort of the mission multiplier team.
Yep.
Yeah, right, Mitch.
Absolutely.
Let's do this. And some of you are going to help spread Christianity in surprising places all over. So let's get started right away. And the first thing to keep in mind in this whole process is that you first got to have that sense of calling yourself. Where do you live?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and get an understanding of, like, do I live in a fully churched area or not?
Right.
How many churches are there? Are the churches thriving?
Mm-hmm.
Are they empty? Are they full?
Mm-hmm.
What does your local community struggle with?
Yeah.
And, you know, and what are the opportunities for your community of a movement, a local ministry training, raised up more trained ministry leaders?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of how this is working, because it's so widespread and it's going to be something that's so global that for places where churches might not be that plentiful, ministry training is needed more than ever in those areas. And for places where ministry is booming in your area, maybe you're in the Bible Belt, you know, that's a perfect spot because there's lots of people to talk to.
Yeah, critical mass.
Yeah.
You can mobilize and leverage your strengths. Every community has strengths
and
weaknesses.
Yeah.
And opportunities.
Yeah.
And threats. I mean, in a sense, you're doing the SWOT. So what does SWOT mean again?
Strengths, weaknesses,
opportunities
and
threats.
Threat,
and
yeah.
You know, if you and I are there, we have a discernment in calling mini class.
Yep.
You know, in a lot of ways, it's those same types of principles. You're really developing a calling
mm-hmm.
to start a revival in your area, which includes ministry, but it could include funding and all of those things. And that's Mission Multipliers are all about that.
Yeah.
So you network with community leaders. So you network with leaders about the need for more Christian leaders,
mm-hmm.
Represent Christian Leaders Institute, and the goal of raising up more ministry leaders. Now, we say represent Christian Leaders Institute, you're really representing Christian leaders, but we say the Institute because in some ways the Institute is that entry in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no matter where someone starts, they often come in.
Everybody
now,
starts.
You're finding that people are starting to come in directly on the college now, right?
Yeah, yeah. People have that interest, and, you know, they see the expense of the college. And once again, our passion is to make it as accessible and affordable as possible, and that draws in a lot of people.
But so we often notice to form a database of those who want to be included. So when you start out in a community, it's that, again, you're mapping
yeah.
the community to try to find out how you can create more opportunities for people everywhere.
And the cool thing about networking with leaders is those are going to be the people that know more than anybody who are those people that, you know, the college can benefit, the Alliance can benefit, the Institute can benefit.
Okay.
So
that's really, really cool. Okay, so revival and movement vision. So people, and this is just so true, people will look into your eyes and see your calling. So you've done your assessment, you're praying about where you're at, and people will look into your eyes. You will speak, and your passion for local ministry training will emerge. You are not working for Christian leaders. You are responding to a call from God. Christian leaders is your tool. Now, let's talk about that. That's so in a sense, you've done your mapping.
Mm-hmm.
You're considering whether you are called to be a mission multiplier. But there's at some point where it transfers into your heart,
yeah.
into your calling.
Yeah.
And people will actually look into your eyes. What does that mean to you, Mitchell?
You know, I think it shows the sincerity and passion of the mission of Christian leaders. And I can't tell you the amount of times where it's like I'm talking with somebody who's interested in the college, and even me, because it's such a passion project, it's like you can't help but get excited. And even though they can't see you because it's on the phone, they can still hear the sincerity and the passion. And it's something that goes outside of any business or even just any ministry in general. It's the it's the movement behind what we're doing that really goes through and spreads to others.
Right. One of the readings you're going to have is it deals with how Jesus, if Jesus would have had a ministry, nonprofit, what would that have looked like? And in the book of Luke, in Luke 8, in verses 1 through 3, there's actually this really is what Jesus is a preacher, Jesus is a raiser up of ministry leaders, and then that was all supported by the funding of Joanna and other women out of their own means. So you see that in a sense, you're doing a little ministry where you are raising up, you have your own ministry, and we're going to talk in this whole class about everyone who participates is going to be a minister.
Yeah.
So hold on, we'll get to that. And then, so you have your own ministry, you are now raising up other ministers, mm-hmm. so you're promoting ministry training,
mm-hmm.
and this class has a funding aspect that you can be a mission multiplier in terms of even the funding.
Yeah.
But people will know whether that's a calling or not.
Yeah.
So what you're really then doing is you're planting a culture. So this culture is going to be a culture where information about free ministry training is apparent. A culture where you're talking about minister credentials, which you yourself will have.
Mm-hmm.
Information about low-cost college opportunity. And an awareness of how to give to multiply the Christian leader's cause.
Yeah, and I really like the word you use where it says you are planting a culture, and so often than not, the culture to ministry education, people see that as the barrier of entrance is so high because, you know, even for a degree, it's typically $40,000, and that is the culture. If somebody says, oh, I'm planning to go into a Christian college, everybody, you know, it's assumed that it's going to be a $40,000 endeavor. And that's something where the culture of Christian leaders is something that is new to this industry.
It's a disruptive sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's powerful in that it can be multipliable.
Yeah.
So if we can take finances out of the way and just have pure calling. I mean, we've been talking about that, just that reproducible calling of how the Holy Spirit just raises someone up and training does get in the way.
Yeah.
So, no, I am so excited. So, then what you're going to do is you're going to find the people group that you can reach for this cause.
Yeah.
And we start with the low-hanging fruit. Now, what does that mean, Mitch? Start with the low-hanging fruit.
So, of course, this is going to vary from person to person, but there's going to be people that you know in your life that can easily use this ministry training. You know, you might have a situation where that maybe you have some high schoolers that you know that are going to be looking to go into ministry, and they're in that spot of deciding, you know, where would I go to college? What is that going to mean to me? Those are going to be people where, you know, you can think of easily and say, hey, this ministry might bless this person. And for those people where you think of that name and you think, hey, this person could probably utilize this program, that's going to be the people that we consider to be low-hanging fruit in that sense.
Right, yes. Think creatively about how you're going to promote local ministry training. And, you know, we've talked about that many times, about how to have that, like, don't look just at the way it's been done.
Mm-hmm.
But things are changing quickly. There's AI. Where, you know, the pandemic has passed us now, it just seems like things are different.
Yeah.
And we can look at revival, the message of Jesus Christ in the gospel is the same.
Yeah.
Forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the dead, the Holy Spirit's with us now. You know, we look forward to the coming of Jesus Christ back. I mean, all this is a hope-driven movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different than what's out there in society right now. It's just coping-driven movement. You know, let's talk about it. Let's get another sedative. And, you know, people are just living just in the right, really on the edge, and they are desperate for a hope-driven movement, and that's the essence of Christianity.
Yeah.
God so loved the world
that
he gave his only son, that whoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life. And then that whole seed of the gospel transforms everything we do. So then what comes happens is, I don't know about you, but I get excited. I want to leave my comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we're going to talk about next, is this is about being a mission multiplier to leave your comfort zone.
Yeah.
To be, in a sense, a little bit like an evangelist.
Yeah.
You're out there. So how do you leave your comfort zone, Mitch?
Well, I think it takes a little bit of planning. I think you have to look at your local community. Like we mentioned, each place is going to be a little bit different.
So strategic plan.
Yeah, some strategic planning. And once you look at that, you're going to want to see what are places that you know that can benefit, by our program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, it might be people that you don't know,
Right.
And meeting strangers can be a very intimidating process, especially for people who might be bigger leaders within the local community. You might worry about what you say, how you act.
Right.
And that makes, most people, it is leaving that comfort zone and doing something that might feel unnatural or something that's not native to what you would normally do.
And we're going to give you training soon on how to do that in this class. So it might be in business groups, Christian business groups, could be clubs, churches, your family. There's so many opportunities here. And, one thing I can say about you, Mitch, you are someone who's left your comfort zone. I mean, Mary and my daughter would definitely be
Left your comfort zone. Yeah.
I mean, but you have. I mean, you're out there, and I have seen. So what prompts someone to leave their comfort zone? What prompted you?
Yeah, what prompted me was the overarching meaning of what I'm doing. Because it's, of course, everything comes with, there's going to be strengths and weaknesses to everything.
Yeah.
And especially when I got involved with Christian leaders, I was meeting a lot of people, and I wasn't used to meeting strangers. I was used to my close-knit friend group, family group. And so going to, student events, all these gatherings, it was very intimidating, especially at first. But what made me do it was the passion that I had about the ministry, knowing what it meant to me and knowing what it can mean to others and being able to celebrate that. That's really what led me to take the first step. And now that I've been doing it, you get more comfortable with the notion, you get more experience under your belt, and you really know that it's not going to be as scary as it might appear in your mind. You kind of break through that shell.
And you take a risk that you never took before, and then, and you receive a failure that you get up off the ground and try again, and that gives you more confidence.
Yeah.
And then you see someone's life transformed,
mm-hmm.
and then that gives you, like, yes.
Yeah.
All of that starts happening.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about real practical things. So, like, as you're getting started here, we love to go to the big vision stuff, but, you're going to, here's something to think about. You are actually going to get a card.
Yeah.
Cards. Get out of your comfort zone. The first thing, so your name, John Smith. Actually, somebody just was introduced at, talk to John Smith. He's going to come meet me, and that's the name of the card.
Oh, that's
funny. Mission Multiplier Christian Leaders Institute. Actually, it might just say Christian Leaders probably on there, right?
Right, to make it more broad.
Yeah, more broad. But, it's the concept that, that alone puts you out of your comfort zone when you see your name.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get through this whole class and get confirmed as a mission multiplier, the first thing you might do is just see your name on a card as a mission multiplier Christian leaders. Then we will, we'll actually make those cards available to people.
Absolutely.
If you're one, we will, get you. You can order a box of cards.
Yeah.
That comes directly from headquarters here.
Yeah, yeah, and that's going to be what really establishes the relationship with the person you're talking to, because a lot of the times they're not going to be ready to make a decision based off of one initial conversation. So really, that card is going to be what's going to grow that relationship with the person and give that outlet that they can use to reach back out, ask questions, and ask, any comments that they might have.
Yeah. And, in a lot of ways, what is going to happen if you go through this whole program, you're going to establish a offline business. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So you're going to bring an offline face to the cause of free Christian higher education. And I can go on, ordination opportunities, ministry training, revival. We can keep talking about all of that. So in a sense, you have an offline business. And think of this as your own nonprofit. Now, that's an interesting thing to think about. We were talking about that earlier.
Sure.
What does that mean? So if you participate in this, your ministry is to multiply. And some of you will want to do this for commission-based fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So especially for those who do this for commission-based fundraising, it's they're receiving income
yeah.
from this, and it becomes like an offline, you know, it's their own ministry, nonprofit.
Yeah.
Ministry biz. You like that word too. It's like your own ministry biz. Why do we call it a ministry biz or offline nonprofit?
I think a big part of that is, once again, it's combining the two factors of, you know, business isn't, you know, it's currently, you know, business, a lot of businesses, it's just moving money, and it's this idea yeah. of, you know, we have a product that we sell. But the ministry side of it, you know, yes, it involves that business. So that piece is there, that transaction of this is what we provide at this cost. But outside of a regular business, it takes the ministry aspect, and it says there's a bigger picture behind what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're not just moving money around. We're not just selling a service or a product. We're making an impact, and we're changing people's lives. And, of course, there's a piece of that that the business relates to, but it's so much more than just that.
Mm-hmm. And all ministry multipliers are going to get a soul center category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now as we're taping this, we don't have that category yet because we have nobody that's gone through the program.
Right.
But there will be, yeah. and if you are later on, it's already there, and there, you know, you'll see that. But I'm just saying, in a sense, it's also going to register with us
mm-hmm.
as a ministry that promotes ministry training and promotes the funding of ministry training.
Yeah.
And you will be a credentialed minister, and which is also a requirement for having a soul center. You must be a credentialed minister.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about how you become a weighing efficient, that everybody is going to be doing that. But those are all things to come yet in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And also one more thing is, if you do receive pay from us in the United States, you get what's called a 990.
Yeah.
So that means you are responsible for your own taxes, your own needs, and all of those business areas.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not working for, you're not an employee of Christian Leaders, you are a partnering minister who's promoting free ministry training, promoting ministry in a community, promoting the cause of free ministry training
yeah.
to multiply to others. So I guess in this introduction, we have to make it very clear that this is not a job at Christian Leaders.
Right, absolutely, yeah. What we're trying to do is really make a product that utilizes what we offer, but it's something that you can take and have as your own, you know, your own ministry, because it's going to be in your community. It's going to be your message.
That's right.
You know, just because it's our product doesn't mean you can't take it and make it yours. You know, you can still, the impact is the same.
It's really Jesus. You are a preacher. You're a minister. You're a minister in your own area. You also are raising up other ministers in your area. And you're also raising funding for ministry like Joanna and a bunch of women did in the early Christianity when Jesus was on earth,
mm-hmm.
Which, again, you're going to read about in this this presentation, this reading that has that. So you get a deeper understanding of that. But in a sense, you are your own ministry nonprofit.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll develop a local blog website.
Yeah.
You know, and just talk about what you're doing. Lead in the writing of stories in your area. Bring your local stories to a local mission-inclined donor. So you might even talk about what God is doing in your specific area. And if you are called to raise funds, you can even point to those people God is changing in your community.
Yeah.
Now, we also are going to be telling stories.
Right. Yeah.
So you can utilize our stories. Some of the stories may be in your community. Some may not be.
Yeah.
But we are definitely writing more stories. We'll have resources for you on christianleaders.org.
Yeah. I think the big picture with that is you can take it as far as you would like. Of course, we're going to provide you with all the resources and materials you need to be successful in this, but don't feel like that has to be where it stops. If you want to go through and write testimonials of people within your local community that you've impacted, you are more than welcome to do that, and we're here and happy to help provide you with the resources you need.
I guess the last thing to think about is this, is that this is a strong Christian leader and local connection.
Mm-hmm.
This is, for us, this is a huge move.
Yeah.
This is, you know, mobilize an army. You are a local affiliate of an international high-impact ministry. You promote local and global impact. You joined the free ministry training movement, and I could go on and you offer opportunities for ordination. You offer college opportunities. You have a calling to bring revival everywhere.
Yeah.
And really, that's, you know, what this is. If you want to be a mission multiplier,
mm-hmm.
I know one thing that you and I are about, our board is about, Abby and Abby are about, every faculty member, and that is to see revival spread through the earth.
Yeah.
And with a group like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the group you'd think that's going to do this.
Right.
Just a group that just say, Lord, use us and use you.
Yeah.
And when we'll see where it's going to go. Now, some of you may, you know, some may connect in big ways. Some of you just in small ways. But connect in any way.
Yeah.
To bring revival throughout the earth. So, welcome to this class of Mission Multiplier. And we're going to now dive in deep on how to be effective as a Christian leader's mission multiplier.